Continuing the NH theme, new base for air ambulance planned in Edwalton after Tollerton Airfield closure. The Links Knots Air Ambulance, the LNAA charity, has submitted a planning application for a site in Edwalton. Located just south of the A52-A606 roundabout at Edwalton, the site has been pledged as a gift to the charity by local business owner Brian Wells, subject to securing planning permission. It comes after Tollerton Airfield was sold for development by Mr. Wells, meaning it can no new base for air ambulance planned in Edwalton after Tollerton Airfield closure. The Links and Knots Air Ambulance LNAA charity has submitted a planning application for a site in Edwalton. Located just south of the A52-A606 roundabout at Edwalton, the site has been pledged as a gift to the charity by local business owner Brian Wells, subject to securing planning permission. It comes after Tollerton Airfield was sold for development by Mr. Wells, meaning it can no longer serve as a base for the LNAA's Nottingham Critical Care or as a landing site for the helicopter. The move would potentially provide critical infrastructure to support the LNAA's life-saving operations, which currently responds to an average 4 missions a day. Last year, the LNAA responded to 1,724 incidents, and demand is rising. On average, there are 1.5 missed missions each day because the LNAA crew are already on another emergency call. Many of these occur in Nottinghamshire, underlining the urgent need for an LNAA base there. The proposed location would provide rapid access to Queen's Medical Centre. Proximity to the A52 ensures swift onward patient transfer by road, as QMC does not have a helipad. The LNAA CEO, Karen Jobling, said, "This proposed new base is about saving more lives. We are humbled by the generosity of Mr. Wells, and we know our supporters will be with us every step of the way should we be successful in our bid for planning permission." The LNAA is not government or NHS funded and relies entirely on charitable donations. The proposed development is therefore a rare opportunity, enabled by the wonderfully generous pledged donation of land. Mr. Wells said, "The Links and Knots Air Ambulance is a charity close to my heart and one that I have been involved with for many years. I am delighted to be able to support this life-saving service with the gift of land, which has the potential to help the charity realise its vision of being by the side of more patients. I hope that this will inspire others to donate and help save lives, because any one of us could need this service at any time."